And it comes down.
Parshas HaShavua, or the recent Parshas, talks about Asiyas HaMishkon. And it's Kiyadua, the Asiyas HaMishkon is Keneged Briyas HaOlam. The Maggid talks about it, Bariches. He shows which for Mishkan's part is this. And also Yadua, an Odom, is also Keneged Briyas HaOlam. An Odom is a Dugma of Briyas HaOlam. You know, Melechas HaMishkon, from Shilchus Shabbos, from Melechas HaMishkon, because the Mishkan is a double from Briyas HaOlam. Same way there was Lamed Tes Melachos in Briyas Shemayim Vaaretz, there was Lamed Tes Melachos in Asiyas HaMishkon. So the Mishkan is a dugme of Briyas HaOlam. It's called a guf. It's called dugme of a Briyas of a Odom. Now, what makes the difference of a guf and an Odom is dugme to a guf of an Odom. There's a Drosha Saran that says, when we talk about a tzibur, the pshat of a tzibur is not 10 times one. Not 10 forces of one, each one's 10 times one. No, it's not a pshat of a tzibur. The pshat of a tzibur is a different musik of a tzibur. It's a new creation. A tzibur is a new creation. The same way, if you make a molecule out of two atoms, it's not you take the two forces of the atoms and you add them together. Comes a new metzias. A molecule is a new metzias, different qualities. Water doesn't have the same qualities as oxygen plus hydrogen. It's a new metzias. So the Ran says a tzibur is a new metzias. The koyach of a tzibur is not 10 times one. It's a whole different koyach. That's the pshat of a human body. A human body, you take the eyes of the body. What are the eyes by itself? You can't do anything with an eye. An eye becomes part of a body. It has a mitzvah of a part of a body. The yisod of a body is that everything together makes up this thing called a human body. That's yisod of a tzibur. The koyach of a tzibur is a mitzvah with me'atzmui of everything coming together and creates a different mitzvah. That's the koyach of a tzibur. The difference between a bis medrash and the yeshiva and the koilu is a whole different musik. A Beis Medrash is a number of yechidim learning. You have 100 people in Beis Medrash learning, you have 100 times one koyach HaTorah. A yeshiva or a koil is a tziruf of a thing, and together they make up this mitzias of yeshiva or a koil. When you say chavri koil, the pshat is there's a chibur. In Beis Medrash, there's no chibur. There's no chavri Beis Medrash. Which one is a yochid in the Beis Medrash? But a koil is chavri koil. The pshat that there's a chibur between each avrech to this mitzias that makes up a koil. It's a whole different musik of learning. It's a whole different thing of learning. Learning b'chabur and learning b'yochid is a whole different type of learning. The koyach of a tzibur learning is when you come, a tzibur comes together, it creates a different mitzias. And there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says, it's again what Kabbalah Sotero was. The Medrash Tanchuma, the famous Medrash Tanchuma, the Terah Shebal Peh, Kalis, who was in the Kabul Barotzen. So it says there that Chazal, there were two yeshivas in Kalis, two yeshivas, Na'adom, Pumpadiso. And they used to come together twice a year to be Malab in the Sukkis. And together they were malab in the sugyas. Ma'oilom leposko yeshivim Yisrael. The musig of yeshivim Yisrael, the oilom leposko, is a different musig of a yeshiva. And that's leposko Yisrael. And that's the mokim where you slab in teir shabal peh. A yochid learns, he learns. But where's the mokim where it comes out the libun of a sugya? That's the shay yeshivas. Shloiposko yeshivim Yisrael. It's a whole different musig. It says these two yeshivas, Loyros Golus Me'ilam, Loyros Shevi, Loyros Azer. The Koyach HaNetzach of Klal Yisrael lies in these two yeshivas. That's the Koyach HaNetzach. And There's a Medishtan Tchum here. Get a Medishtan Tchumah. Beginning of Parshas Noach. It's like this. ולוי קוסה בכל מועדכם, ולם בכל, שכל מי שאויב, אושר ותיינוג, אין יוכל ללמד תורה שבעל פה, לפי שיש בו צער גודל וניתנות שינו, יש מבלה ומנבר עצמי עליהו, לפי חוכמת מצחור עולם הבא, שנאמר האום ההולכים בחושך, ראו אור גודל, אור גודל, אור שנברא ביום ראשון, שגון זה הקדיש ברוך הוא לעמי לי התורה שבעל פה ביום ובלילה, שבזכוסון האוילום עומד, שנאמר, כי אומר השם, אם לא הבריסי יוימום ולילה, חוקי שמיים ואורץ לא שמתי. איזהו בריס שנוהג ביום ובלילה, זו תלמוד, וכן הוא אומר, כי אמר השם, אם תופרו אז בריסי היום, ואז בריסי הלילה, גם בריסי תופר, אז דובר עבדי. ואומר כי אם בסוירס השם חפצוי, ובסוירוסוי יגה יוימום ולילה. אף הקדיש ברוך הוא. קורס בריס עם ישראל, שתשתקח תורה שבעל פה מפיהם, ומפי זרום עד סוף כל הדורות. What is the bris? קדיש ברוך הוא אומר, הבריס, שתשתקח תורה מישראל עד סוף כל הדורות. שנאמר, ואני זויז בריסי אויסום אמר השם, רוחי אשר הולכו, ודבורי אשר שמתי בפיכו, לא ימושו, ולא הקסיב ממכו, אלא מפיכו ומפי זרחו ומפי זרע זרחו. So there's a bris that תורה not נשתקח מכל ישראל. ולפיכו, כובע הקדיש ברוך הוא שתי ישיבות לישראל. הקדיש ברוך הוא זכוויה תו ישיבות בישראל. שיהיו הויגן בתוירו יוימום ולילה. These two yeshivas, what are pshat in these yeshivas? Not a place that they learn, but to hoige betoiro yoimom velayro. That's what a yeshiva is. Not just a place of learning, but we're hoige betoiro yoimom velayro. Umiskapzim shtei pomim bashono, ba'odo ube'elo, mikola mekoimois, v'noisim, v'noisnim, במלחמתו של תורה, עד שמעמידים דובר על בוריון, והלוכו לעמיתו, ומביאים ראיו מן המיקרו, ומן המשנו, ומן התלמוד, כדי שלכושו יסחול בדברי תורה, שנאמר, שול לא ימרוב לאויב ויסור עשיך, ואין לא ממכשול, השם אויז לעמו ייתן, השם עמי ואשורים, ואויסון שתי ישיבויס, לא ירואו שבי, ולא ישמד, ולא ישלאו, ולא ישולת בהם, לא יובון, ולא ידוין. ויציאם הקדיש ברוך הוא 12 שונה קודם חורבן ירושלים, בתוירוסון ובתלמודו, שכך כסיב, והיגלוס כל ירושלים וכו' וכו'. אלה גיבורי תוירו, שנאמר כן יאמר ספר מלחמת השם, ומתוכן החורש והמסגר, וכו'. The Medrash goes on, and it says that was the Torah Shebal Peh that they weren't mekabel chatchila berotzen. The Medrash begins like this: Lo kiblu Yisrael es haTorah אלא אומרם על התוירו שבעל פה, שיש בו דקדוקים מצווס קל וחמורס, ועזה כמובס וכושר כשול כנוסו, לפי שאין לא ימידו איסו, אלא מי שאוהב הקדיש ברוך הוא בכל ליבוי, ובכל נפשוי, ובכל מאוידוי. שניהם בבאבת עושה שם לקר בכל לבובכו, בכל נפשכו, בכל מידכו. איזה תלמוד שהוא על הלב, שניהם התוירו שבעל פה. To this matter, she's being asked, but what Teirah Shebal Peh means? And that was the Brisa Teirah on Teirah Shebal Peh. And the Chathchila Koflem HaRakigig is because it's taka hard. It's hard to learn. Hoyga ben Yoimon Velayla. But that's the Bris. And that's the Teirah Shebal Nishtakach Miyisrael. And that's the Teirah Leiro Shevi Vlegolus Vlezeh Vzeh. If you look at what happened in the Yeshiva Smir in the war, you see that's Leiro Shevi Vlezeh. How they were Nitzel Benes, those are the Shtei Yeshivas of Yisrael. How after such a churban, Torah was nisyasid again. Because there's a bris. Doesn't make sense, al-pisechu. That after such a churban, Torah should revive itself, which should come. Doesn't make sense. But there's a bris. It's mala masechu. Lo yomush Torah mipichom pizarcho omat ha-shom me'ato v'adoivam. In Baruch Hashem, in North Miami Beach, they became a koil. That's like a mokum Torah, not tam abismedrish. A mokum Torah is a yeshiva. הישיב הזה פשעת את המוקם שמסלבנו תאירה שבעל פה. הויגן בתאירה יום ולילה, and תוך פלפל חברים, that's what it says here. They came together twice a year to be מסלבן את הלוכה. את הלוכה שבקם קליר, and that's what תשתקח תאירה. The בירור הלוכה becomes מתאירה חבורה of תאירה, that's the ישיבה של תשתקח תאירה מישראל. ששוט ביחס ושלום הביחשו. Person by himself can make mistakes, but מסלבן את תאירה חבורה, it's mislabim d'alocha. That's the pshat ha-yeshiva and that's the pshat ha-koil. And Baruch Hashem, North Miami, to Zoyche, they have such a choshev ha-koil, and the person that's in Shpir d'achrayis, that's the mokum of Torah of Klal Yisrael. And that's the mokum that everybody has d'achrayis, like the shtokach Torah of Yisrael. And today is before Purim, shekimu v'kiblu yudam aleim, and this was the kimu v'kiblu. The kimu v'kiblu was this Torah shebal peh, like the shtokach Torah of Yisrael. Doesn't mean stam kimu v'kiblu. He's talking about this kimu v'kiblu, that was called for the market gig is the chathchila it's taka hard, but that's the koich of Torah. The avos ha-Torah to have, and to understand what avos ha-Torah means, it's a whole different thing, having this avos ha-Torah. And the chrayis of knowing that a yeshiva, a koil, is a mokum shenislabnu b'Torah, not a place to learn, it's like when snabnu, b'toich ha-chabura, b'toich pilpul chaverim, b'toich yigiyah b'Torah, shenislabnu d'alochis, that's the koich of Torah shebal peh. And the kimu v'kiblu yudam aleim is this kimu v'kiblu. That v'shtakach Torah Yisrael, and to want to learn mitoich yigiyah, mitoich omol, that's the yisod. Tambi mazmu, what does it mean? I think we once mentioned this, but we'll mention it again. It says, toiv echot b'tzar, mimeyo shloi b'tzar. There's no tzar for there's no schar for tzar. Schar is for mitzvahs. So why is toiv echot b'tzar, mimeyo shloi b'tzar? So the pshat is like this. How do you shut up how much tzchar you get from mitzvah? Aloysas, it says, there's a lav shein b'mayis, lav shein b'mayis, lav shein b'kol, lav shein b'mayis, it says. But an essa, how do you judge the tzchar of an essa? So the Torah says, lidi shoveli. The same way in Pidyon HaBen, a kohen could say, this is worth me chamisha shloim. It's not worth chamisha shloim. You could say, lidi shoveli the mitzvah. How much is the mitzvah worth to me? Now how do you know how much a mitzvah is worth to you? How much you have tzar from mitzvah? How much you're willing to give up? Somebody learns only mitoich menuche, mitoich this, mitoich that. Mitoich menuche, it's not the Torah. It says the Torah is Torah shenikmet Torah b'tzar. Having Torah b'tzar, that's the modet. Having Torah b'tzar. I was recently in a city, over a year ago, I don't want to mention the city, that there's a few koyulim there. That they pay very, very well. And somebody came back from Eretz Yisrael and made a koil with Mesirus Nefesh. back in Eretz Yisrael, the Yunkalite learn. And the Shtot was against it. Okay, this is not our, this is not for us in the city. By us is Torah v'Gedulah. This is not for us. No, this type of serious nefesh doesn't go in hand with our Hashkofes Oyvam. And it's a very big mistake. Chaim Vlozhner writes in the Mishnah Ovis, Kach Darke Shol Torah, Pasu Melech Teich Oretz Tishan. He says you don't have to have Pasu Melech Oretz Tishan, but you have to be mekabel on yourself Torah that you're willing to learn Torah in serious nefesh. And that's the Yisod. If you have Hashkofes, you can't. That I have everything that I need. So I'm not against learning, of course. I mean, I could put in time to learn. But b'tnai, that I have everything that I need. But chas v'shol, if I come to a matzah, I'm missing something. I can't learn. I mean, I can only have terev v'gdula b'mokam echot. But chas v'shol, if I don't have everything I need, then I can't learn. That's the hipach of pasam to artisha. You don't have to have pasam melech. But you have to be ready to be moish nefesh v'terev. That's what the Medrash is saying. The terev sheval peh, as it goes, the kris is bris, with the terev sheval peh, are people willing to learn b'mesius nefesh. You're Baruch Hashem. You have a nice community here that supports Torah, wants to support Torah. That's all very good. But the Kabbalah of Torah has to be that I'm willing to learn with Mesirut Nefesh also. Not only Torah, but Dulam Okamehu. And that's the Torah of Nichmas Habris. And the Kibbu, the Kibbu, Yehuda Malev is because Torah was very hard. There has to be the Kabbalah that I'm willing to learn Torah even with Mesirut Nefesh. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this koyach to be taka b'mschazik in Torah and be mekabel Torah with a rotzen that I'm willing to learn Torah with Mesirut Nefesh. And it should be the king of Kibbutz Yehudim Aleihem. And from this quote should come out Halacha Bruro, that says, that's Nishtakach Terem Yisrael, should be slabbing the sugis with their pilpul chaverim, and Yadul Terem V'yadir.